This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has announced a half dozen executive actions aimed at addressing a proliferation of gun violence across the United States that he called an epidemic and an international embarrassment. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
With relatives of those killed in school shootings watching in the Rose Garden, the president called American gun violence an international embarrassment.
The idea that we have so many people dying every single day from gun violence in America is a blemish on our character as a nation.
After pledging last month to take immediate common sense steps, he announced a half dozen executive actions on regulating homemade ghost guns and other steps. But the president has limited power to act on guns.
There's much more that Congress can do.
He's calling on the Senate to take up House-passed background check bills and urging lawmakers to go further. But Senate Republicans remain near united against most gun control proposals. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
A new law, which takes effect July 1st, allows adults 21 and older and military members between 18 and 20 to carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions, and it does not apply to long guns. Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their Second Amendment rights." The Republican is up for re-election in 2022. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website.